Because of a social media post, a Christian teen is in hot water in Pakistan. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to talk about how young people are representing their faith, whether it's standing strong in the face of persecution or taking faith to the business sector. We're sharing today's Great Commission stories and helping you find your place in them. We'll start today in Pakistan, where last week, an 18-year-old Christian man was arrested on charges of blasphemy. Patras Masih was accused of posting blasphemous content on Facebook a month ago. And yet, during this time, his phone, the sole means of access to Facebook, was in a repair shop. Bruce Allen of FMI says,
"The phone wasn't even in his possession, in Patras's possession. And yet, once it was announced that this young man, his Facebook page had blasphemous content, whether there was evidence for that or not, whether the phone was in his possession or not, didn't matter to a mob of hundreds of people who stormed his neighborhood."
Security forces arrived to calm the mob, but Christian families fled the area anyway. Given Pakistan's track record in blasphemy cases, the road ahead for Masih is going to be difficult. Allen likens his story to Joseph's from the Bible.
"The Lord was with Joseph in all these things, in his slavery, in his imprisonment. These things didn't happen because God turned his back on him. In fact, God had laser-sharp focus attending on Joseph. So we pray that Patras understands and has the assurance of God's presence with him, even in prison."
For more prayer points and details on this story, head to missionnews.org. Next, the U.S. Department of State is adding an inter-country adoption fee. What does this mean for potential adoptive families? Bethany Christian Services' Chris Fossey says,
"We understand the drivers from the State Department about why they're concerned about the quality of accreditation. We all want to make sure we look out for the welfare and well-being of children. And that really is the driver from the State Department. My concern and Bethany's concern is that there will be an unintended consequence for families who are opening their hearts and their homes to kids, and that this will become a barrier."
Bethany encourages Christian families to adopt children, knowing that they can love them like Jesus does. However, over the years, there's been a decline in intercountry adoptions, and this extra fee could create an even steeper decline. But Fossey's encouraging you to speak up.
"Phone calls are very effective, and just calling your representative or your senator and calling the office and saying, I want to list my concern or voice my feeling on this, they will take note of that."
An InterVarsity Christian Fellowship just held its 13th annual Believers in Business this past weekend. The conference, held in New York City, is designed to help MBA students learn how to live out their faith through business. InterVarsity's Mark Washington explains,
"The reality is God is using everything and every institution, including business, to advance his purposes in the world. There's been a growing movement that we have seen globally that has demonstrated that God is using business to create human flourishing and to create the platforms for justice and for people to learn and have education, have meaningful employment. And so Believers in Business Conference is just one indicator of how God is moving in that way."
For example, helping people create sustainable jobs helps prevent human trafficking and helps its victims.
"As the students graduate and are scattered around the globe, they will use their influence for God's glory, both within their organizations and in their time when they're not working after hours. That may be how they volunteer. It may be how they show generosity with their finances, or it may be just their networks that they open up to help the church grow."
Would you join me in praying for these students and God's call on their lives? Find your place in any of these stories at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.